Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is awesome. He is awesome in this place tonight, too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord's doing.
Amen.
Praise God. The title of my message tonight is The Living Word. I'm sorry, the living God, who is the Word, the living God. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses, starting with verse 8, says, and he stood. Now, I want to just kind of explain something about this message tonight. It might start off seeming a little bit like, where's she going with this? This is bad news. But believe me, this is good news tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good, and He's doing great and mighty things. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come to me, come down to me, and if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Now this is Goliath coming against the armies of God, coming against the Israelites. And so he's coming and he's threatening them. And so he's saying to send out a man. Now let's go over to verse 26. It says, and David spake to the men that stood by, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? The living God, amen? That's awesome tonight, because we are the army of the living God. Praise the Lord. And let's go down to verse 36 and 37 and read that. 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. There's that word again. The armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivereth me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Amen. And we know the story that David slew Goliath, and he killed him and made a show of him. Amen. Amen. And we know that we are the army of the living God tonight. And there are still giants coming up against us today and trying to put fear on us, trying to intimidate us, trying to say that we are going to be defeated, that we're going to be the ones that are knocked down. But we serve the living God tonight, amen? We've got the living God backing us. He's right there with us, amen? And we know that when we're on God's side and God is on our side, we are a winner. We are victorious. We're on the winning team, amen? Now, you might have a giant of sickness coming against you tonight, or you might have a giant of oppression or depression or addiction or family problems or pain in your body or marriage problems, whatever. There could be any number of giants trying to come against you tonight. But you serve the living God, amen? You are victorious. place tonight. You are the winner. You kill the giant. Amen. Satan was already defeated over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And he's still just like the Philistine coming up and shouting in your ears what he's going to do to you. How bad he is. But he doesn't realize how stupid he is. Amen. He should have figured that out 2,000 years ago. Amen. He should have figured out that he is a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Because of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that covers you from head to toe. The blood of Jesus Christ that covers your family tonight. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ that covers every area of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. He is alive and full of power. Yes. Glory to God. That's who our God is. Hallelujah. Now I think that we can all agree tonight that there are giants in the land. And I think that we can all agree tonight that we are living in a dark day. We are living in a dark day. It's full of spiritual darkness. Amen. Darkness politically. Darkness morality. Amen. It is the darkest day. I don't know about you. But I know that when I look around and the things I hear and the things I see, I would never have thought 20 years ago that these things are going on, especially in America. But that's just a sign that Christians, that the army of God needs to get happy. Amen. We need to be full of joy tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, the world has gone crazy. Amen. But it's all the signs of the last days. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory to God. I'm going to get stirred up tonight. So y'all just get stirred up with me, amen? Get stirred up with me tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, fierce, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We can just all agree that that is the day we're living in today. Now let's turn to Luke chapter 21. We're seeing prophecy. We're seeing the word of God just being fulfilled right before our eyes. So let's be aware. Let's recognize what's going on today. And let's know that it's a day that we need to be happy. Amen. We need to be excited about the day we're living in. We need to rejoice in the day that we're living in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 21, verses 25 through 28 says, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations." We're seeing distress of nations, aren't we? "With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts filling them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Amen. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Hallelujah. Why are we holding our head down? Why do we have a frown on our faces? Why do we have a worried look on our faces? It says to look up, amen, and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's good news tonight. Amen. I'm not serving the world. Hallelujah. I served the world before I came to God. I don't need the world anymore. I've got God, the living God, that I have on my side. He's living on the inside of me. Amen. And I'm looking for the day when I spend eternity with Him. Hallelujah. And I know you are too. Glory to God. So we're definitely seeing all these things coming on the earth. We're seeing that the world might be in a mess today, but it's a great day for the church. Yes. Amen. It's a great day for the army of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For the living God. Hallelujah. Now it is a day that we need to pray more than we've ever prayed before. Amen. Because those are that we have those that we're praying for that are in darkness, but we're going to snatch them out. Yes. Amen. Out of darkness into light. So we need to be praying for our loved ones. Pray for our families. Pray for the lost. Amen. Pray and know that God is He keeps His word. He's a God that does not lie. Amen. Amen. And I believe that the church is about to enter in to the greatest revival that it has ever, ever, ever experienced before. Amen. See, it's not time. It's not time to get fearful. It's not time to get afraid. It's not time to get worried. It's not time to get discouraged. It's time to say, this is a great day. Hallelujah. Because we are going to be a church on fire. A glorious church. Amen. That we're going to see lost people come to God like we've never seen before. Amen. We're going to experience a mighty move of God in these last days. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now the word, I have heard that the whole world, every place in the world has heard the gospel. And that was one thing he said he would not come back until the world has heard the gospel. So we are living so close to that day. I don't think we even understand how close we are. Amen. But we need to be excited. We have received power. Amen. We have power living on the inside of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Witnesses. You have power to be a witness. Now Acts 2. Verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound. Hallelujah. I love the sound of God. I love the presence of God. I love the sound of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now down to 15, verse 15 through 21. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that. Everybody say, this is that.
This is that.
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Excuse me. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, excuse me, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Shall be saved. Let's get ready for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let's get ready for a move of God like we've never seen on the earth before. Let me tell you something. You're praying for your family. Amen. If you're praying for your family and they don't see some joy, if they don't see some excitement about God, what kind of a witness are we? Are they going to say, I want what they've got? No, we have got to be a witness. Amen. With excitement for God. With joy of the Lord. We can't go down that same stream that the rest of the world's going down.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We might be battling against all these things of the world. Right. We're trying to paddle upstream.
Right.
Amen. In a downstream world.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
But we've got to be light. Amen.
Yeah.
We've got to be a witness. We can't look just as worried as the rest of the world. We can't look just as dragged down and beat up as the rest of the world. We can't talk their language. Amen. When they're talking that everything's going to be awful and terrible and this is going to happen and that's going to happen, we're going to be joyful and say, no, my God. Hallelujah, I serve the living God.
Yeah.
My God is on my side.
Yeah.
My God's working for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't have nothing but joy.
Hallelujah.
I don't have anything to fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look up.
Yeah.
Look up.
Yeah.
Look up.
Yeah.
For your redemption draweth nigh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And our God doesn't lie.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't lie.
Glory to God.
You're praying for your family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's going to draw your family in.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's got his stamp on them.
Yeah.
Because he's got his stamp on you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So we've just got to kick fear out the door. We've got to kick worry out the door. We've got to put on some brighter sunglasses or something. Amen. Hallelujah. They're coming to God. You're going to see your family come. Amen. They're coming to God. It's a great day for the Christian. It's a great day for the children of God. It's a great day for the army of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we need to just quit looking at the giant.
Thank you, God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
See, we get up in the morning and we're looking at the giant.
Uh-huh.
We go, this is my bills. I wish this was all. First thing in the morning, oh Jesus, what are we going to do? Oh God, help me. Mercy, God, mercy. And the whole time, he's saying, just come into my presence. Just get into my presence. Just come to me. Let's just have a little relationship time. Amen. Let's just get together. Amen. Hallelujah. So here I am, God. I'm in your presence, God. I love you, Lord. I depend on you, God. I'm looking to you. I need you, God. Amen. I can't do it. I need you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instead of stomping around the house, what am I going to do? How are we going to do this? That's the devil's territory.
That's right.
We want to get over on God's territory.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just get over into the Word territory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus did it. When the enemy took him out into the wilderness and tempted him, he used the word. He said, it is written.
Yes.
The enemy comes against you. No, it is written.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We fight him the same way Jesus fought him.
Right.
With the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word has power. It has power. Well, you might say, well, Pastor Sharon, I said that scripture 3 times and nothing happened. Well, you are just a real giant for God, aren't you? I mean, you are just really, really up there. This is something we do every day. This is not something we just do. This is a lifestyle.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We live the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we get over on God's territory. Hallelujah. And when while we're over there in God's presence, in the presence of the living God, then he goes to work. Amen. He goes to work. Working on sending things that we need and touching people's hearts and speaking to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the enemy is just like Goliath. He wants to look so big and he just shouts so loud of what he's going to do to you. And he wants our focus on that instead of our focus on this. And our focus on our God being a living God, amen, a great God, an awesome God, a God that spoke this very world into existence. If you think if God can speak this world into existence, can he take care of little old me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can he take care of this right here?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. See, we want it in our timetable, which was yesterday. But sometimes it don't come yesterday. Amen. But he's saying, trust in me. Trust, just put your trust in me. Just come to me. Just stay in my presence. Amen. Hallelujah. God's talking to you tonight. He's speaking to you tonight. Amen. We're going to get some joy up in here. Amen. We're going to get happy up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Glory, glory. Y'all just excuse me for a minute, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We serve an awesome God. He's mighty. Hallelujah. He's a living God. He is wonderful. He is all sufficient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Has the enemy been against you this week? Has he done anything to you this week? Rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Yes.
Look up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Your redemption draweth nigh. The living God.
Hallelujah.
He's fixing to do something.
Yes.
He's fixing to change some things around.
Yes.
You know, the enemy doesn't have any new trick. God knows every trick in the book that the enemy's got. He knows it. He already knows it. And he already knows the way that's going to bring you deliverance. He already has a way for you. He's already made a way out. Hallelujah. He said, just praise me. Just sing a song to me. Hallelujah. Sing a song of deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, he's mighty. Yes, he's great. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, woo, glory!
Yes.
Oh, yes! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Yes! 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 Hallelujah! By faith! It's by faith! It's before I see the answer. It's before the bill is paid. It's before I see the money. It's before the doctor says it's okay now. It's cleared up. I don't know what happened, but it's gone. Amen. Hallelujah. The redeemed of the Lord. The redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I feel a shout coming on. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Before I see the answer. Glory to God. Woo. Yeah. 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 Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of those people that are being ugly to you on your job. Uh-huh. Yes, amen. Glory to God. Even in the midst of those that aren't treating you right. Even in the midst of those that have stolen from you. Even in the midst of those who have spoken evil of you. Even in the midst of the family situation. Even in the midst of everything that the enemy has come against you with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give praise to our God. We give praise to our God. We give praise to our God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Yes, glory. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. Woo, the living God. The living God. Hallelujah. The living God. Yes, when you wake up in the morning and the devil says you're going to have a bad day, no, the living God is on my side. I'm victorious. I'm a winner. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm victorious. I am triumphant. My God always, always, always causes me to be triumphant. Amen. Woo, glory. Oh, yeah, I can't stop now, guys. No. Woo. Oh, glory. Glory. Yes. Woo. Woo, glory. Glory. Y'all are a wild bunch of people in here tonight. I don't know. I'm glad I am so sophisticated that I can't shout and jam. Ooh, glory to God. The devil don't like it. Thank God. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory.
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 Yes. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just receive it tonight. Receive it. The power of God is moving in this place. Hallelujah. He's doing a thing. He's doing a thing right now. Hallelujah. And by faith. Hallelujah. We're stepping out by faith and we're thanking Him for it now. We're praising Him for it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
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 Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Breakthrough. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.